Kingdom of the Seals. Ben Beckett was a fisherman. Every day he rowed his little boat out to the fishing grounds. All around him, sleek grey seals bobbed up and down in the waves, watching him. "Clear off!" Ben would shout at the seals. "I can't spare you any of my fish." But sometimes he caught a seal in his trailing nets. Then he would kill it and take the skin home to sell. One sunny morning, when he was out in his boat, Ben pulled on his nets, but they were almost too heavy to lift. Suddenly, the head of a huge seal popped up alongside the boat. It was tangled in the net. Quickly, Ben raised his stout club and struck at it. "What a size it is!" gasped Ben, hitting the animal's head. The seal struggled, almost pulling Ben overboard. Twice more, Ben wounded it, but then it tore his nets to pieces and plunged out of sight through the water. That night, Ben sat in his cottage, fuming with rage. "What a coat that sealskin would have made," he thought to himself. But as the lamp flickered, he fell asleep in his fireside chair. Three loud bangs on the front door woke him with a start. "Who's there?" cried Ben. But there was no reply. He looked out of the window and saw a rider on a silver grey horse.
"What do you want at this time of night?" Ben shouted.
"Have you got any seal skins for sale?" said the rider. Though his face was hidden by a wide-brimmed hat and his body by a long black cloak which almost touched the ground, "I'll pay any price for a seal skin."
"I've got one or two," said Ben eagerly, "but they're in my shed down by the harbour."
"Then ride with me and we'll fetch them together," said the mysterious stranger. Ben slammed his front door and leapt up behind the rider. The horse sprang into such a gallop that Ben had to cling tightly to the horseman's cloak. And it did not stop at the harbour, but raced along the waterfront and the cliff until Ben realized that its feet were no longer touching the ground. They were flying through the air.
"Help! Help me!"
shouted Ben. But there was nobody to hear his cries. The horse leapt over the edge of the cliff and down, down, down they floated towards the sea. Ben closed his eyes as he heard the storm waves thundering far below, then closer and closer. With a splash, they plunged into the sea and sank slowly into the ocean's depths. When Ben opened his eyes, he found that they were on the seabed in the heart of a green seaweed forest. All around them, lobsters and crabs and whelks and cockles and wriggling eels stared at the horse and its two riders. Lying on the seabed were thousands of shining shells. Then, to his horror, Ben watched his own hands, clutching the horseman's cloak in front of him, change into flippers. His skin became slippery like leather, and in place of his bushy beard, he grew long, cat-like whiskers. Ben had turned into a seal. When the horseman turned his head, he too had seal's whiskers, and their silver-grey steed had become a gigantic seahorse.
"No! No!" shouted Ben.
But instead of words, a string of bubbles streamed out of his mouth. All around him swam hundreds and hundreds of seals with shining skins and long whiskers. Every shape and size of seal twisted and twirled in the sea. Then they began to sing, the saddest song Ben had ever heard.
Ben Beckett, in his nets, caught and stabbed the seal king. Only he who made the cuts has the power of healing.
The silvery seahorse and its two riders swept on until they reached a vast wall of rock. Suddenly, it opened, and looking inside, Ben saw an immense cave, the palace of the Seal King. Thousands of shining pearls hung from the cave roof, making it as light as day. The floor was carpeted with multicolored sands, sweeping up to a huge throne made of mother of pearl. There, surrounded by tall, fierce seals with bristling whiskers, sat the Seal King. He had a bandage round his head. His wounded flippers hung down limply by his sides. The king took one look at Ben and said,
"That's him. That's the one who tried to kill me when I was in his nets."
Ben was deeply ashamed and terrified that the seals would tear him to pieces for his cruelty. But they only began to sing again.
Ben Beckett, man and seal, make our wounded Seal King well. Only he who made the cuts can restore our king to us.
Big tears dropped from the Seal King's eyes, rolled down his whiskers, and made a puddle at the foot of the throne.
"Please, cure me,
Ben Beckett," he pleaded.
"My head hurts so much I can't wear my crown."
Ben hurried to the king's side and touched each of the wounds three times with his flipper. And suddenly, the king was well again. He tore the bandage from his head and cried, "I'm healed! I'm healed!" Now all the seals began to dance round the throne, and grabbing Ben by his flippers, they made him dance too. Only the Seal King's command brought the dance to a stop.
"Ben," he said, "I invite you to join us in the Kingdom of Seals and to live in your sealskin forever."
"I'd rather be myself again," said Ben anxiously. "Thank you all the same."
"So be it," said the king. "But I will not change you back unless you promise never to kill seals again."
"Oh, I promise," cried Ben. As he spoke, the cave vanished, and Ben found himself standing at his own cottage door. He rushed inside and looked into the mirror. Yes, he was a man again, and a very happy man, too. From that time onwards, he spent his Sunday afternoons feeding fish to the sleek, grey seals bobbing in the waves of the bay. And if a seal was ever caught in his nets when he pulled them in, he would stroke its head and free its flippers from the mesh and send it back to the seabed with greetings for the Seal King.